Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. On this day in 1994, Linux kernel 1.0.0 was released. Users of BVLGi buses will probably have to change to other means of transport again today. The Verdi trade union has called on the bus drivers of their Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVLGi, to go on a warning strike. A Verdi spokesman said on Tuesday that not only bus drivers, but also employees of workshops belonging to the company should lay down their work from the start of operations until 10 p.m. Underground and tram traffic, on the other hand, should not be affected. Verdi rejected the employer's offer as insufficient after a meeting of the Collective Bargaining Commission earlier this week and demanded at the same time to improve the offer. This would increase the pressure on the employer before the fourth round of collective bargaining on March 28th. Already last week, the union's negotiators were dissatisfied with the status of the talks. The BVLGi's offer would lead to an intensification of working hours, the shortening of rest periods, and the extension of shifts. The employers had offered a total of around 12% more wages and salaries, but applied over 5 years. And the 36.5-hour week demanded by Verdi with full wage compensation has so far been rejected. Currently, almost half of the employees of the state company have to work 39 hours a week. According to BVLGi, the company is already lacking personnel, and with the shorter working hours, around 500 additional employees would be needed. BVLGi also wants to have the possibility of extending shift working hours and making breaks flexible when needed. But this possibility is not mandatory, and more money would be paid. In February, employees of the Berlin Public Transport Company went on strike on trams, buses, and U-Bahns. 8 years ago, Berlin was still regarded as the capital of inventors. But according to the latest figures published by the European Patent Office, this is no longer the case. Only 722 patent applications came from Berlin last year, almost 15% fewer than the year before. Compared to Europe, these numbers are concerning. More than 174,000 patents were registered with the European Patent Office last year, more than ever before. Almost half of the applications came from European companies. German companies alone accounted for almost 27,000 applications, which corresponds to an increase of almost 5%. However, experts point out that the evaluation should take into account the fact that the patents do not have to be filled where the inventions originated. Companies and institutes can also name the company headquarters, and there are definitely more large companies in Bavaria than in Berlin. What drives the inventors are topics that actually also play an important role in the young Berlin economic scene and in research at universities. Last year, the main focus was on medical technology, digital communication, computer technology, and new mobility. After about 3 decades, the Stasi Records Authority is about to undergo a fundamental overhaul. In order to permanently save the remains of the GDR State Security Service, the authority will be integrated into the Federal Archives. Under the umbrella of the Federal Archives, a separate area will be set up in the future under a prominent management with the name Stasi-Unterlagenarchiv. This is where the special tasks of the current Stasi Documentation Authority are to be continued. On the site of the former Stasi headquarters in Berlin-Lichtenberg, an archive center for the SED dictatorship will be set up, in which, in addition to the Stasi documents, the holdings of the central GDR authorities, the archive of the SED and the mass organizations of the GDR, and the library of the Foundation for Party and Mass Organizations of the GDR will be housed. The Archive Center will also be equipped with restoration and digitization facilities. The 12 branch offices of the Stasi Documentation Authority in the Eastern German states will be reduced to one archive location per federal state. The files are to be stored there in newly erected or converted air-conditioned buildings in a manner suitable for archiving. At the other locations, however, information, advice, applications, and file inspection will continue to be offered. The final decision on the concept will be taken by the Bundestag. Former GDR civil rights activists criticized the plans on Wednesday. In view of the widespread disenchantment with democracy in East Germany, they believe there is no need for less regional political education and processing, but much more. The Stasi archives contain about 111 kilometers of Stasi files, about 1.8 million photos, and about 2,800 film documents. According to information, many of the archives are in poor condition due to inadequate storage and previous damage. More than 8,000 Britons living in Berlin have applied for a residence permit in the event of an unregulated Brexit. Since January, British citizens with their main residence in Berlin have been able to register online with the Aliens Department. In the event of Britain's resignation without an agreement, they would be invited by the authority to an appointment. The decision as to which residence permit the persons would receive would have to be made on a case-by-case basis. At the end of January, a total of 19,742 Britons lived in Berlin without a second German or European passport. A total of 105,480 Britons live in Germany without a double passport. According to the Federal Ministry of the Interior, a planned decree will grant them a transitional period of 3 months to clarify their residence permit. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.